bank. Well, we're going to do a couple of minutes here on a topic that's certainly caused conversation in our newsroom. CBS announces it's putting its radio business on the block. That includes News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and five other stations in Chicago. We're talking with Tom Lason, the president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
What's the underlying current that leads to a sale or a spinoff of the radio division?
You know, I guess the underlying current is that it's all about the stock price. It's all about trying to capture explosive growth and all the benefits that roll out to shareholders because of that. Just because CBS is talking about selling its radio stations, the number two or three, depending on who you read, largest radio chain in the country, it doesn't mean it's a bad business. You know, radio still captures $17 billion a year in ad revenue. There is a good business model there still. It's still a way to reach a massive amount of people. I think news of radio's death is premature, particularly in the case of CBS that isn't saddled with as much debt as its competitors are. So I think there may be a change. People who own that stock want something that's not an explosive grower out of the portfolio. But I would take heart in the fact that I think CBS Radio always has been and I think will continue to be a valuable property for many years to come.
Well, some of the big radio companies that are being mentioned as possible buyers, Cumulus and iHeartRadio, are struggling on their own. So is there really a buyer out there, and is a spinoff perhaps more likely?
I think so, particularly when you look at some of the potential revenue numbers. And I think you make a great point. I mean, look at the debt bombs that iHeart and Cumulus are. I don't know how in the world they can hardly pay their own bills, forget about paying somebody else's. And I just am not sure that that's, you know, in the cards at all. It'd be nice, you know, in a perfect world, it'd be great to say, you know, let's take some of those flagship radio stations that CBS represents. They've got great news staff, great news talk formats all throughout the country. And let's get back into local ownership. Let's repair them with some powerhouse TV stations. Let's get some local owners back in the chair here and decide to make a greater commitment to local news and information. That's what I'd like to see happen. Will it happen? Who knows? But that's been one of the things discussed. And then the other thing I think is you're touching on the idea that maybe it's more of a spinoff. Maybe it becomes its own separate issue under the CBS banner as opposed to a complete sale.
Well, thanks for holding our hand today, Tom. Nice to talk to you. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and New Media Solutions.tv in Seattle.
Well, let's take a look now at the